Proclamation number 7144 of 13th of June, 1958. Help of the good spiritual forces. Anyone who hands himself over to the spiritual forces which work on my behalf will also always be well looked after, for the human beings will now determine the activity, which is turned towards me and which therefore also gives them the right to carry out the office of caretaker. Every person of goodwill should only ever hand himself over to the good forces in the universe, always with the aim that everything will happen according to my will, and thus now also fully trustingly expect help from the world of light if he needs it. No devout person is left defencelessly to himself, and even if it seems to him that he lives entirely alone on earth, he is always surrounded by beings which are benevolent towards him because his innermost thoughts are turned towards me. And in this awareness he could truly go through earthly life carefree, for people will never be as devoted and helpful to him as these spiritual beings who work on my behalf for you, who guide you in my will, who are only ever my messengers of light and love, whom I let work on their charges for the sake of their own happiness. And wherever you walk and stand you are in their care, they influence your thoughts, they warn and admonish you, they urge you on to this or that activity. And yet only ever do what they recognize as my will, so that you can therefore speak of divine protection, that you may feel cared for by me myself because I know everything that serves you. For this reason you should also let go of every anxious worry, you should not fear disaster or failure, you should always know that these are not necessary if you, in firm faith in my fatherly care, also entrust yourselves to those forces which I myself have assigned to your care. And you should fill your hearts with love. For then you will force me myself to be present, and then truly nothing can happen to you anymore, because then your bond with me will be so obvious that the circle of light beings will close around you, which means as much as that no dark power can harass you anymore. But you are all still weak in love and therefore all are stronger in fear. And I want to take this fear away from you first and therefore assure you that you can expect constant protection as long as your will is turned towards me, i.e., that you acknowledge me myself as your God and Father and that you now consciously strive towards me, thus you have the desire to be accepted by me. For only this desire gives all good spirits the right to grant you their protection. And once you have overcome your fear, then love will also develop evermore and the bond with me, which you long for, will also be established. And you should know that my love is always meant for you and that I don't want you to suffer. You should know that all spiritual beings which are full of light are also filled with love and therefore also powerful. But you should not call upon spiritual beings in isolation from me. For this call will not be heard but fulfilled by other beings as soon as this volitional devotion to me has not preceded it. Therefore your faith in me shall be a living faith, not just a form. And living faith also carries the firm will to come close to me, that will which only then determines the host of blessed spiritual beings to help and serve you on my behalf. Amen.